This is the Sunday Motivational Video. Every Sunday, we bring you a different type of video, which should improve your life. Today, we're looking at 15 problems to solve if you want to be a billionaire. Welcome to Alux.com, the place where future billionaires come to get inspired. Hello, Aluxers. How have you been this week? It's great to have you here with us once again for a special Sunday video. The goal of this channel is to inspire future billionaires. So what better way to do that than present you guys with some opportunities to achieve billionaire status? There are multiple ways to get there, but we have to warn you, the competition is insane because everybody's racing to get there. While building a search engine or a social network are not viable options anymore, considering these niches are dominated by enormous players, there are still some problems the world has yet to solve, or at least make them mainstream. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Alux. Solving any of these 15 problems in an efficient and effective way will definitely get you into the 3-comma club. Let's get started. Number 1. A weight loss pill with minimal to no side effects. As of 2018, the diet and weight loss industry is worth around $80 billion in the US alone and expected to reach a value of $500 billion worldwide in the coming years. The world is changing, and for the first time ever, more people are dying from obesity than from starvation. Most people are lazy and would gladly pay a premium for an easy solution to the weight loss problem. That's why all big pharma companies are spending billions on R&D in order to find a mainstream solution to the problem. A pill like this could quickly become the most profitable and used drugs all around the world. Viagra alone is doing $1.5 billion in revenue per year in the US, and a weight loss pill could be valuable for both genders. Number 2. Viable plastic replacements. Yeah, we are ruining our planet and don't know what to do about it because we really don't want to change. That's where you come in. The plastic market as a whole is worth $650 billion at the moment, with the plastic packaging industry expected to hit $350 billion by 2020. As you've seen in countless videos of turtles and fish caught up in plastic, the world needs a viable alternative that is as practical, as cheap to produce, of which we have large quantities of, preferably regenerable, and which doesn't kill all life on Earth in the long run. Everybody understands the potential of being the next plastic, and we've already been seeing tests with fungus, algae, corn, and even hemp. The only thing they need to do now is to get the price down and to be able to mass produce. Before we move on to the next problem, do you want to hear something crazy? It's estimated that more than 500 million single-use plastic straws are used and thrown away every day in the US alone, according to the National Park Service. That translates to 175 billion straws a year. The numbers globally are even more, at least 5 times that. Just think about it. You get a drink with a plastic straw, which you use for under 15 minutes, and then you throw it away. And a large portion of these straws are not recycled. Number 3. Bioprinting and organ printing. There are several sub-industries to this, which will be worth billions of dollars each as the technology advances. Starting with personalized prosthetics, to 3D printed skin for burn victims, bone printing to actually printing working organs. Globally, the organ transplant market is worth around $20 billion per year, which is expected to become a $1 trillion industry in the next few decades. Just the organ preservation market alone is valued at $250 billion right now, so the potential in this space is massive. As the population of the world increases, and on average, we tend to get richer, replacing an organ will become as common as eye surgery or dental implants. To put things into perspective, you can purchase a heart on the black market in the US for a little bit under $1 million, with a liver being sold for around $500,000. The fact that there is a black market for organs at all proves there isn't sufficient supply for the existing demand. Studies show that 1 in 3 deaths could be delayed or prevented if we were to have access to enough spare organs. Number 4. Water scarcity. As of 2016, 1 in 9 people in the world live without access to clean water. That's close to 850 million people. Towards the end of 2018, scientists are expecting that number to get close to 1.1 billion. By 2025, it's expected that two-thirds of the world's population will find it difficult to have access to clean water. You wouldn't think that the blue planet is running out of water, but the thing is, it's not the planet, it's us that are running out of water. Despite the planet being covered by 70% water, only 3% of it is actually fresh water that is fit for human consumption. Around two-thirds of that is tucked in frozen glaciers and unavailable to our use. So it's us that's in big trouble. This year, even big cities like Cape Town almost ran out of water, and situations like this one will be more and more popular in the coming years. So you might soon get rations of water no matter where you live. The economical impact of the water crisis is huge. Not only people can't grow crops, but they die of a plethora of illnesses associated with unclean water. Providing access to water will be like connecting yourself to a network for internet access, and we'll start paying a premium on it. Some of the solutions to water scarcity have to deal with the masses. For example, technology, which will allow us to optimize the water consumption per household so people don't waste water, followed by improving the sewage systems so the water can be filtered and deployed to nearby farms, which are one of the biggest water wasters in the world. But meat production is incredibly water expensive. It takes 15,400 liters of water just to produce 1 kilo of beef. 6,000 liters for 1 kilo of pig meat, and 45 liters for 1 kilo of chicken meat. Number 5. Artificial Intelligence. AI is the holy grail of inventions, and for good reason. Artificial intelligence is probably the last invention humans will have to invent. That's because it will either optimize and solve all of our problems, or it will realize how meaningless we are as a species and wipe us all out as it evolves to a godlike status. Let's say it won't wipe us out and look at what AI could mean for humanity. As of 2018, AI is already generating over $1 trillion in value, with customer experience solutions creating the most business value. AI-derived business value is projected to reach up to $3.9 trillion by 2022. And that isn't taking into account strong AI, whose value is so hard to estimate that even the smartest minds are a little on edge of making predictions. Artificial intelligence is going to be the largest disruptor the world has ever seen, dramatically changing the way we exist and could accelerate our transition toward a Type 2 civilization. It could cure diseases for us, revolutionize farming and bioengineering, and even be the gateway to immortality. So we will do a dedicated video on AI and the applications and implications something like a strong artificial intelligence could have on humankind in the future. But this automation will come at a cost, rendering a large portion of the population useless and with no economic value. If you're curious to know which jobs will be replaced by automation and AI in the next 2 decades, click in the top right corner. We've made a video about all the industries which automation will hit first. Number 6. Energy storage. It has already been decided that the future is electric, that is, until we come up with something better. Before we'll do that, our computers, homes, and even cars are electric. The uprise of clean energy from solar, wind, hydro, and geothermal is opening up a lot of business opportunities. Probably the biggest opportunity lies in the energy storage sector. In the US alone, it's roughly an $8 billion industry right now, but growing with almost 25% year to year. This is just the beginning of an energy revolution. We've already seen companies like Tesla come into this space aggressively with their Powerwall storage options, but the tech hasn't gone mainstream yet. More and more people from Western countries are trying to get off the grid or have a strong backup for their systems, while on the opposite end of the spectrum, we're seeing the need for this tech in undeveloped areas who simply have no access to electricity. Mainstream energy storage will bring these communities into the 21st century. Just to give you a glimpse of the numbers, 1.3 billion people currently do not have access to electricity. There's another angle to this which is even bigger than the Powerwall type tech. That is of batteries. Cars will need bigger ranges, mobile phones will need to be charged every single day, and whoever's going to figure out a way to dramatically increase battery life will be rewarded in the billions. Here's what you need to know if you're planning on making a bid for energy storage. The light bulb was not created by incrementally improving the candle. Number 7. Food production and alternatives. We are almost 8 billion people on this planet, and we have to eat every single day. Somebody's got to figure out how to make it happen. The problem doesn't seem to lie in our ability to produce food, but instead, it's in optimizing the process, creating as much food as possible with the minimum resources spent, and distributing food to everyone. At this moment, we humans are really inefficient with our food products. Here in the West, we consume way more food than we need, and we end up throwing away large quantities of it as well. We're not sure if you know this, but food and agriculture is actually the biggest industry in the world. In our research, 10% of the gross domestic product of the entire world lies in food. That's around $50 trillion. Want to hear something shocking? 1/3 of all the food produced in the world is wasted. Food losses and waste amount to roughly $680 billion in industrialized countries and about $310 billion in developing countries per year. That's how much money we're throwing away. It's your opportunity to capture as much of this as possible. Even if we manage to optimize food consumption so that we don't waste as much of it, there's still big issues of production costs. Growing food consumes so many resources that we'll be facing a serious dilemma because we can't sustain this kind of production over extended periods of time. The biggest issues are related to water, grain, and deforestation in order to grow crops. If the world doesn't move quickly into alternative food sources and we keep growing our population numbers, we're in big trouble. The obvious viable option we have is transitioning for big protein sources to smaller ones. Yes, people, we're talking about eating bugs. This might sound disgusting to most of you, but bugs are probably the future of nutrition for humans. Insects require 2,000 times less water to produce the equivalent of 1 kilogram of meat from a nutritional standpoint. They also require less space, produce less waste, and are 80% edible compared to only 40% of a cow. Plus, you're already consuming bugs in your food right now, you just don't know it. Bugs are in your chocolate, in your peanut butter, and almost any fruit or vegetable product. We're already seeing a lot of money going to insect farming startups all around the world, so if you're planning to jump on this trend, you gotta hurry. Number 8. Digital military tech. Just keeping up with the big numbers, 2.5% of the global domestic product goes to military in one form or another. That's roughly $1.7 trillion per year. Out of that entire number, the United States is responsible for 1/3 of that. The world is changing, and although we still need some Apache helicopters and submarines, the war zone has shifted to a more technological approach than who has the most panzers. A simple ad-buying campaign can push the critical vote in order to get someone elected. It could start revolutions or dramatically change the public's perception on an issue. What the CIA has been doing for years, but now wealthy individuals have the same tools at their disposal. Cambridge Analytica were just the ones that got caught. The point is, governments want to have the option to both protect and attack from the comforts of their bunkers. Cyber warfare, as an industry, is just a tad under $1 billion. When countries go to war with each other, they no longer send tens of thousands of troops. Instead, they destabilize an economy, create massive protests, and then use drones or AI-driven missiles to take out strategic objectives in order to give through to the linchpin effect. A surprising correlation is with the gaming industry, because the military is currently recruiting apt gamers for their remote missions. Someone who's been virtually crushing on enemy bases since he was born will make a great soldier when the time comes to remotely fly a drone and deploy bombs. Who knows? Ender's Game might turn out to be a documentary instead of a science fiction movie after all, and you can finally tell your parents that the number of hours you've clocked in on a Steam is just military training. Number 9. Internet for everybody. Want to hear some great news? As of the end of 2017, we've finally tipped the balance with 51% of humanity connected to the internet. It's really hard to put a value on the internet right now because the next Google or Facebook could be just around the corner and all of our math would just go out the window. To give a very rough estimate, somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 trillion, and that's with only half the population connected to it. Just think of what will happen when everybody will have access to the internet. Just the educational aspect of it is mind-blowing, followed by trade and commerce, and then the marketplace of innovation and new ideas. Some might argue that access to the internet is a basic human right in this day and age, and to be honest, we agree. Our entire reality has been dramatically changed since we got access to the internet. Despite our formal education, we got more value from getting educated on the internet on topics which we could apply to our everyday lives, up to the point where our entire company is internet-centered. The employees and families we have under our company are all getting value based on incredible innovation, and that is the internet. Now, let's talk opportunity. A guy selling things on the internet is currently the richest man in the world. A guy with a website where you can post your pictures and see what your friends are up to has over 2.2 billion monthly users, making him the fifth richest man on the planet. And you can now outsource manufacturing to a Chinese factory thanks to Jack Ma's Alibaba without even going to China. The race for connecting the world to the internet has already begun, and we're seeing giants come out to play. Facebook wants to beam internet over remote geographies with their electric planes, Google with their balloons, and Elon Musk is racing Richard Branson, both wanting a fleet of satellites orbiting the Earth, bringing cat videos to everyone. We're not sure if you've got a chance of competing head-to-head with these guys, but approaching the issue from a creative angle, you might find yourself with a very lucrative industry on your hands. Number 10. Private data and home security. Cybersecurity is a $200 billion industry right now. Most of that money comes from companies and businesses who are looking to protect their information and are willing to pay a premium for it. With the recent Facebook scandal, that conversation is slowly shifting to the consumer market, and oh boy, will those numbers skyrocket. At this point, people have no idea how valuable their data is. That's why they give it away for free or close to free. We believe that in the future, personal data security will become one of the most lucrative businesses, even overtaking the home security industry. Just for your information, the global home security industry is worth $50 billion a year. The average consumer owns more and more devices, which all contain and track sensitive information about the owner. With the rise of Internet of Things and mainstream adoption, we will need viable options to protect that data. Everything that makes you, you, is being carefully organized on the internet for our convenience. The downside is that everything that makes you, you, can now be accessed remotely by people who are after that information. Just to give you guys a glimpse into how big this problem can be, last year, a US company called Equifax got hacked. They're in charge of maintaining the credit scores of Americans. The information of 143 million people was hacked. This includes name, address, birth date, social security number, and your financial history. With that kind of information, someone could easily impersonate you, stealing your identity, buying property, getting a credit card line, and ruining your life completely. If you're curious to know more about the tech industry, we recommend you check out our video in the top right corner. Also on this channel, every Wednesday we tackle a different industry, where we break down how the big players are shaping the world and how things are evolving. Something you might be interested in. Number 11. Male birth control. The contraceptives market size is set to exceed $33 billion by 2023. That's the current rate of growth. If you're looking to become a billionaire in the pharma space, you might want to put your money and focus into male birth control. This is why this problem is so big. A female can get pregnant once per year, 1.2 times if you're really good at getting pregnant. But a male can easily impregnate at least 365 females if given the opportunity and the right conditions. Having kids is damn expensive, and a simple pill which could take the guessing out of the game of who's the father would skyrocket in popularity. It's about control, and people are always willing to pay for control. There are already multiple companies with pills in trials for this solution, but most of them seem to come with some serious side effects, just like the female birth control pill, so we're not there yet. Number 12. Space exploration, resource capture. We are entering an exciting era in space, where we can expect more advances in the next few decades than throughout human history. Space is a $3 trillion opportunity for the next few decades. We know this isn't one of those problems that the average Joe will be able to solve or make good use of, but the opportunity is still there. While you probably already need to be a billionaire to join the exclusive club of people who are looking to mine asteroids and take people from planet to planet, those who will take part in it will enjoy riches beyond those we've seen on Earth, literally. There's this thing called a Space Act Bill, which states, "Any asteroid resources obtained in outer space are the property of the entity that obtained such resources, which shall be entitled to all property rights thereto, consistent with applicable provisions of federal law and existing international obligations." H.R. 1508. Is this the new gold rush? You bet it is. The only thing is, there are only a handful of people who have the option to access all the gold they can get. Just the asteroid mining industry has the potential to be a $100 trillion industry. Now you understand why the likes of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are so eager to get their tech right as soon as possible. Number 13. Sex robots. Yes, people, sex robots will be a real thing mainstream, and the world is patiently waiting for them with both their wallets and wieners out. And with that joke, we can say goodbye to getting this video monetized, but hey, we do it for the lulz, right? We're currently in the middle of a $30 billion race to create the first premium sex robot. The thing is, we're still not there yet. The world doesn't want to get frisky with Sophia the robot, because she's creepy as hell. Instead, we're all waiting for the Westworld equivalent, or at least something like Ex Machina. The good news is, with the advancements we're seeing in animatronics, 3D printing, and AI, we could have a mass market version 1 available in the next 15 years. People will buy these like crazy. Anonymously, though, through the internet. But like crazy nonetheless. This will open up entire new niches we've never even considered, like accessories for your robot, wigs, software updates, voice packs, different faces, etc. Any way you come after it, this industry will blow up as humans are already evolving to be more and more antisocial, so it's up to you if you want to make bank on a trend like this. Number 14. Hair regeneration. One of the seemingly unsolvable problems the world is facing. Did you know that global hair transplant is a $9 billion industry? Yep, we people love our hair. The bulk of this industry cost is carried by men who simply do not want to be bald, so they're willing to pay a premium to have hair moved from one part of their body to their head. Even the wig market is worth over $1 billion. Now think how valuable a product that solves this issue in a non-surgical matter would be. Something like a cream, or even a laser-like treatment which would reverse the balding process and allow your body to create new hair. Plastic surgery is a $45 billion per year industry because humans are obsessed with the way they look. If you've seen our video on 15 brutal truths people don't like to hear, you know that we tend to judge a book by the cover, among other things. Love it or hate it, the way we look makes all the difference. By the way, you can check out that video in the top right corner. We've pissed off a bunch of people with it, so maybe you'll enjoy it. Number 15. Death. The first person to solve death not only will become extremely rich, but will go down in history as the one who transitioned humans from animals to gods. Larry Ellison and Peter Thiel are just two of the titans who are looking to solve the death problems we humans have. If you think about it, death is very much like a disease, and our track record shows that we've been pretty successful at curing most of them. What's one more to add to the list? At number 3, we mentioned organ printing, which would be our first solution for life extensions. The reality is, if one of your organs fail, you'll die, despite the remaining ones being okay. Organs as we know them have a fairly short lifespan, but what if we could re-engineer them out of more durable materials? It's like switching the parts in a very intricate machine. We would also solve the problem of aging. Nobody wants to live forever if you're going to get older and older. Artificial bodies will probably be the largest industry of the 22nd century, and we're lucky to see the very early stages of this coming to light today. The $20 billion funeral home industry is about to get disrupted in the near future, and we have a front row seat. What do you think, Aluxers? Are you excited about the future? Which of these gets your blood going the most? Let us know in the comments. We'll be sure to join in on the conversation. And at this point, we know you're still here, so here's your bonus fact. Number 16, a hangover cure. You heard that right, Aluxers. Treating a hangover is now a multi-billion dollar industry, and we still don't have a simple, easy-to-use, pill-like option for this. As of 2018, humans spend roughly $1.9 billion on hangover-related treatments, but they're still inefficient. Most billionaires agree that whoever will be able to solve this problem will become a billionaire as well, because of the high demand for this product. Time to check who's a true Aluxer by sticking around until the end of this video. If you're set on joining the 3-comma club, please write billionaire in the comments section, along with your answer to today's question. We love interacting with you guys and hearing what your take is on the issues at hand. Thank you for spending some time with us, Aluxers. Make sure to like and subscribe so you never miss another video. We also handpicked these videos, which we recommend you watch next. Thank you for being an Aluxer, and we'll see you back tomorrow.